This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello once again, everybody. A huge welcome. Yes, it's me, Ben Simmons, with the show that goes like this with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. So glad to have your company. Hope your Tuesday's been treating you well so far. It's not quite as warm as it was last Tuesday, is it? A little bit more bearable, but they're talking about drought on the news now. Saving water, hosepipe ban imminent, surely. But let's not worry about that. Let's worry about all the great stuff that's going to happen here on this show with you for the next couple of hours. Celebrity birthdays to come, visits to the weird world of news. We're going to have a look at what's trending on social media right now. We're going to give you information about the World Cup of Films, and we're going to play tracks linked to the themes of the day. And what is going on today? Well, did you know today is World Tofu Day? Can't say I'm overly excited by that myself, hence lack of fanfare. It's also Aunt and Uncle's Day. They can have a fanfare. Happy Tuesday to all my aunts and uncles all over the UK and the world. Fabulous. It's also National All or Nothing Day, which I'm taking to mean embrace the daredevil spirit within you. So therefore, we're going to have an opening track that links to All or Nothing Day. Now, with the news, and I think it was yesterday, coming about that Top Gun Maverick has now taken over $1 billion at the box office. The first Tom Cruise film to do that, so he must be pretty pleased with himself. And we're embracing All or Nothing Day. The Cruise Meister obviously goes all in his films, does his own stunts, fair enough. I think this will remind us all of the original Top Gun. It features in the sequel. It's a great film. Time for a bit of Kenny Loggins to get us going musically. See you soon.
Taxing girl, hide away. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. I hope you're doing well. Yes, it's all happening here this evening. Loads of exciting stuff to look forward to. So don't go anywhere. PhoenixFM.com if you're online. If you're in the area, it's 98.0 on the FM dial. Absolutely fabulous. Also available via smart speaker. Just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will go ahead and do that for you. Fantastic. Now, we are having a few issues with the Mixcloud camera at the moment, so you can join in Mixcloud and join in the chat on the box at the side, but you can't see me in the studio. I'm going to do my best to work on that in the next few moments and try and sort it out for you. But anyway, yes, it's a lovely Tuesday evening. It's not too warm. It's kind of quite pleasant out. It's just an acceptable temperature, you know, for this time of year. I would suggest we're going to have one more track just to get everyone into sort of partying mood, I feel, tonight. And then I will explain the rest of the theme of the day. Yes, we're embracing all things like World Tofu Day, Aunts and Uncles Day, and National All or Nothing Day. But most of the music, other than this next track, has been selected by you lovely leg end listeners, as I always like to do. Get you guys on social media, getting involved, getting interactive, and therefore helping choose what's going on in the show musically, and you've done that in your droves once again, thanks to everybody. I'll be explaining more after this from Ed Sheeran. He's got bad habits.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights ending alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring in space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on the neon lights and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of Ed Sheeran there, absolutely fantastic with Bad Habits. Did like the video for that as well. Now, I belong to a show business charity and fraternity called the Grand Order of Water Rats. Our current King Rat is a fantastic comedian and actor called Dougie Brown. He's been ill lately in hospital in Doncaster, and I know that him and his wife Jackie enjoy a bit of Ed Sheeran, so that was for you. Wishing you all the best, Dougie, and wishing you speedy recovery. So, yes, bit of Ed Sheeran for you. Now then, what's going on musically with the theme for the rest of the show? Well, I was searching for inspiration, and well, Tofu Day wasn't bringing it to me really. And then it suddenly occurred to me there are certain songs that you just instantly recognize them as soon as the intro starts playing, and it makes you feel happy because you know what's coming. And I put the call out on social media and asked you lovely Leg End listeners to give me examples of songs that start within 1 or 2 seconds. You're excited, you know what's coming, you know you're going to enjoy the song that's about to play. And lots of people have suggested great tracks, so thank you to everybody who's done just that. So a lot of the tracks you're going to hear now, from now until 8 o'clock, firstly have been suggested by you guys, and also I would think there will be a great many people who within the first couple of seconds of the track know what it is. So do I really need to introduce them? Possibly not. Saves me a bit of time and effort. Fabulous. So this one is courtesy of Stuart Anthony. Thanks, Stuart. This is your suggestion. That was an easy one, wasn't it?
Yeah!
Phoenix FM.
Obvious track to get us started. I don't mean an obvious choice. I mean, it was obvious as soon as you listened to the start of it. What it was, ABBA's Dancing Queen. Thanks to Stuart Anthony for that. Another Stuart I need to thank is the fabulous Stuart Pink for another Drive Time show. But the real reason I'm thanking him, I've just had one of his Cornish tea bags in my cup of tea. Very pleasant it was too, although he's not happy with the colour of my tea. We've debated that before on this programme, the correct colour for a mug or cup of tea. I think Stuart would go stronger than I've done, but anyway, that was that. Now, loads still to come in the show. Celebrity birthdays. We'll look at what's trending. Why is Cristiano Ronaldo in the news today? Why is Keir Starmer in the news on social media today? Why is Reginald D. Hunter in the news on social media today? I'll explain more in the forthcoming minutes. Also, when we look at the weird world of news, we're going to find out about the pianist who had to hastily improvise at a wedding, about the cow-related tattoo disaster, about the red light in the ocean that could signify the end of the world, about how a bag of water can be an important life hack, and the secret Van Gogh painting that was recently discovered. Loads to look forward to there. Some wacky stuff as well. The World Cup of Films is most definitely getting to the business end now as the last 16 knockout games continue. News on Game 1 and Game 2 completing last week, and how the voting is currently going in Game 3 and Game 4. If you want a sneak preview, at Bensim Radio on Twitter, we'll let you know exactly the state of play. Right, time for another track, and then I'll share with you a first visit to the weird world of news. Now, when I suggested tracks where you instantly know them as soon as it plays, I'm not sure if this will be true for everybody, but Sue Burton wanted this one. I'm possibly wrong about that. Hang on, I'm going to have to go through. I beg her pardon. Sue Burton wanted a different one. That's coming up soon, Sue. Gillian Roberts wanted this one. So this is for you, Jill. It's a bit. It's another Kenny, not Loggins. This time, Rogers.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk. hallway and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening is most definitely treating you very, very well indeed. Now, I'm trying to find the article for the first visit to the Weird World of News that I found earlier on through exhaustive research, and I can't find it now. It's been usurped by other articles, which is terrible. So there's plenty of weird ones, though, but... They obviously get updated, and the one I found now I can't find back. But I can remember enough about it to tell you about it. I'll see if I can get there eventually to be able to give actual quotes and make it sound a little bit more authentic. I like going over to the Weird World of News, occasionally presenting you with life hacks, but also just sharing weird things with you as well. Now, this particular story, it's got, maybe it's been taken down. Maybe someone was upset about it. Yes. It's definitely not where I saw it earlier on. Anyway, it involved a wedding pianist who'd been booked for the wedding and told there would be a piano at the venue when he arrived. So therefore, he didn't provide any of his own musical equipment. I found it. It had a different picture. Don't panic, everybody. But you'll see how well I remembered the details. Anyway, he ended up with there being no piano at the venue. He ended up having to improvise using an iPad and an app to create a keyboard. Now, pretty impressive, I think, in those circumstances. Nate Hans was left stunned when he arrived at a wedding venue to find he had no piano to play and was forced to use an app on his iPad instead. Yes. This happened in Minnesota in the States. Where he nervously asked where the instrument was and then found there wasn't one. You can see photos of this online if you search for something like what I've talked about. You can see a man very smartly dressed, sat on a chair next to a violinist with an iPad and no piano. He had to think on his feet before the wedding procession was due to start, ended up connecting his iPad to the venue speakers and performing his set on a piano app instead. He managed to play Marry You by Bruno Mars, which was quite impressive, and do justice for the bridal procession as she came down the aisle. So I think he got away with it in the end. So, yes, the wedding party assumed he would bring his own keyboard with him and told the venue they didn't need a keyboard. So the venue didn't do anything about getting a keyboard. It was a whole lack of communication. And it all could have gone violently wrong, but ended up being okay. So, yeah. The musician explained, "The bride told me it was only her brother who told her I was playing the iPad, so she didn't even notice. It's been a unique experience to remember for them and me. We're glad it went so well because we were playing at the most important parts of the wedding." That is some hasty improvisation. I think he's done very well there. Okay, time for more music, and then we may have celebrity birthdays after this, so that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Is it your birthday today? There's an awful lot of celebrities who have a birthday today, so maybe it was a day for giving birth to people who were destined to be famous. Now, speaking of tracks that you recognise instantly, here's another one that Pete Tyler down in the Southwest suggested. This is for you, Pete. I'm not even going to introduce them. It saves me time. See if you recognise it.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Eagles, instantly recognisable and quite long, Hotel California. Great track. Thanks, Pete, for suggesting that one. Good job, sir. Lots more to come that have been suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners. So keep it here, 98.0 on an FM dial if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on smart speaker and the Mixcloud camera. Not currently working. I'm seeing if I can work on it during the show, though, on your behalf. I've done some jiggery-pokery. Still no success at the moment. But you can join in the chat on Mixcloud if you're a Mixcloud member and say hello. I know there's 68 people looking at the feed right now. They must be disappointed because it doesn't have my face on it. Or maybe they're slightly relieved. Anyway, okay, as promised then, I think we should really go to celebrity birthdays. It's the 26th of July. Who is celebrating today? Well, Jason Statham is 55 today. Helen Mirren is 77 today. Kate Beckinsale, 49 today. Sandra Bullock, 58 today. Kevin Spacey, 63 today. Mick Jagger, 79 today. Roger Taylor, 73 today. Stormzy, 29 today. All incredibly popular entertainers. Amazing. How popular could this woman be, or how unpopular could she be in the ensuing weeks? Liz Truss, 47 today. There we go. Those were your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday as well, I wish you very many happy returns of the day. Everybody at Phoenix FM does. Okay, time for more music. We've got a lot of tracks to squeeze in, and I already think I could be up against it time-wise to get them all in today. I'm going to do the best I can. Here's another one, another long one. So less talking from me. This was Sue Burton's suggestion. You know it as soon as you hear it, and it's absolutely iconic.
Is this the just fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun. Didn't mean
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Piccolo.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Now, I believe with a click of my mouse, I have successfully fixed the Mixcloud camera issue. Huge thanks to Mr. Paul Golder, the station chairman, who has given me some wonderful advice, and it's now all good again. So those of you that were desperately wanting to see what I look like on the Mixcloud camera tonight, I think with any luck, you can now do so. Yes, I can confirm that. That's fabulous. Yes, hope your Tuesday's treating you well. Great bit of Queen there to keep us entertained with our ears. And loads more coming. Tracks that are instantly recognisable on this fabulous Tuesday, the 26th of July. Who the heck cares about World Tofu Day? Who cares about Aunt and Uncle's Day? I do actually have a lot of aunt and uncles that I'd like to send my love to today. And also National All or Nothing Day. Embrace that dangerous thing you've been concerned about doing, but do it. All or nothing. Go hard or go home. Fantastic. Loads more great tracks coming. After this, I'll talk to you about why Cristiano Ronaldo is trending on social media if you didn't know the reason yourself. Now, a few people have suggested this next track on social media. Who was it? Mike Baines did, and I think Maria on the Isle of Wight did, independently of each other. Mike and Maria. That'd be a good name for a TV show. Here is a track I'm sure you'll all know. I'm not going to introduce it.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
That was Survivor and Eye of the Tiger, another instantly recognisable track. Now, I did say I'd talk about Cristiano Ronaldo after Survivor, but whenever there's breaking news lately in this programme, it seems to be political news, and I feel duty-bound to tell you about it because it's just happened. As I've said before, there's a TV news feed into our Studio One here at the Brentwood Centre in Essex, and it just came up, something that caught my attention, that said, Conservative Party leadership debate live on Talk TV halted due to incident in the studio. And that was going along the ticker tape at the bottom of the screen. You may want to have a look at any news apps on your devices or put the TV news on. I'm sure it'll be dominating that for a little while because it just sounds a little bit bizarre. I had a look at BBC News and it says, Truss and Sunak debate off air after loud crash in studio. And then summarised below, it says, the Tory leadership debate on Talk TV has been halted after an incident in the studio. Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak have been taking part in a second head-to-head debate for The Sun and Talk TV. But the debate is taken off air after a loud crash is heard, with Truss looking panicked. It's not clear what has happened. Earlier, both campaign teams were urged, in quotes, to be mindful of tone and have a debate that's respectful and dignified. And it's just been announced that somebody has one of the presenters fainted and collapsed, and that's what caused this crash. They're not currently sure if the debate will resume. A well-informed source has told the news the Tory debate crashed off air because presenter Kate McCann is understood to have fainted and collapsed. She was presenting alone after Harry Cole pulled out with COVID. Well, there we go. Interesting breaking news. If you were wondering what's happened to the leadership debate being broadcast on Talk TV, then apparently the presenter has fainted and collapsed. Let's hope Kate McCann is okay, and they will reconvene later on, possibly, or delay it and do it another day. But there we go. Interesting. Slightly dramatic goings on there live on Talk TV. Have a quick look at the news wherever you are if you want to know more. But that's all I can tell you right now. That's all anybody knows right now. That's literally just happened. Okay, we will talk about Cristiano Ronaldo after this next iconic track suggested by Alex Mulak. Good choice, Alex.
Smoky room, I smell of wine and cheap perfume.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And there we go, Journey and Don't Stop Believing. Fabulous choice, instantly recognisable. They're all filling the brief so far. Good job, everybody who has suggested tracks. Now, I did say I'd be talking about why Cristiano Ronaldo is trending, which I will do indeed. But just going back to this incident that's gone on in the Talk TV studio, there is footage now online showing Liz Truss answering a question and then looking panicked and walking over to what has happened, and nobody knew what had happened, but presenter Kate McCann has fainted, and obviously medical people are with her at the moment and checking on her, so we wish her all the best. So there we go, but I guess we'll get more on that as it develops. If I can find any more information before I go off the air at 8 o'clock, I'll bring it to you. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo trending today because he has returned from Portugal to Manchester United's training ground at Carrington today for face-to-face talks with Erik ten Hag. Is this a transfer saga that is going to go on until the end of the transfer window? It's been rumoured that Cristiano Ronaldo is now looking to leave Manchester United despite signing a 2-year deal last summer, and possibly with the option of a 3rd-year extension. But obviously, having played last year, he's decided that Manchester United are not in a state to challenge for trophies. And with him being in the twilight of his years as a football player, he must want to be able to contend for major trophies. He's probably regretting not going to Manchester City last summer because they wanted him and he went to Manchester United at the last minute, didn't he? If he'd gone to City, he'd have another Premier League winners' medal in his pocket. And it's also rumoured that Alex Ferguson, who was a huge influence in bringing him back to Manchester United last summer, has been present at the talks with Erik ten Hag as well, or has at least spoken to Cristiano Ronaldo at Carrington today. That is why Ronaldo is trending on Twitter at the moment. It's a saga that's going to develop. It's been rumoured lots of big teams have been linked with Ronaldo. Paris Saint-Germain, Bayern Munich, even Real Madrid, a possible return there. But no big team has actually come in for him. Manchester United are saying he's not for sale, which they want to do to try and maintain his value as much as possible. I guess he's still one of the world's best footballers, still scored 24 goals last season at the age of 37. Quite incredible. Then it was rumoured that he may well be considering going to Atletico Madrid with Diego Simeone as manager because they are in the Champions League. Manchester United, having finished 6th in the league last season, will be in the Europa League, I think. Not the Europa Conference, is it? Possibly. But either way, Manchester United are not going to be playing in the Champions League. I'm guessing Ronaldo thinks they won't be challenging at the top of the Premier League either, despite positive vibes coming out of their pre-season with Erik ten Hag as manager now. As a Liverpool fan, it was mildly concerning to see Manchester United beat Liverpool 4-0 in a pre-season game. But that was a very much second-string Liverpool outfit who had just begun their pre-season. So who knows exactly what's going on and who knows what will develop with the talks that are happening between ten Hag and Ronaldo. Ten Hag giving away very much that he wants to keep Ronaldo and build the team around him for this season. But if Ronaldo wants to go, you'd have to say with player power these days, if they can find a club, him and his agent, Jorge Mendes, that will take him, I would imagine he's got to go. If it's a Champions League club, could he go back to Juventus? That's been very quiet. There's been nothing coming out of that. Atletico, rumoured to be interested, but a lot of their fans protesting against that because he was the scourge of Atletico Madrid when he played for Real for so many years and scored many goals, had many great performances against them. Could he join their rivals? It would have been like him going to Man City last summer, I guess. So watch this space very much as we approach the second hour of the show. Got to talk about the World Cup of Films soon as well. Really is all happening tonight. A very busy show, partly helped by a little bit of political drama. So there we go. Right, now coming up another track. This was suggested by Steve Jolly. Slightly different vibe to many of the other tracks that have featured on the show. Bit of garage. You'll know what it is when it starts. Hey,
tussilator.
Make it closure on the dance floor. Yeah. Gotta move on. Get some air, real hardcore. Yeah. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the young would try to do it like that. With Craig David all over your. We dance all up to you. And the crowd go wild. Tell me what you did. No, you're shining on that tree. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. This goes out to all the DJs. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. This goes out to all the DJs. Making moves, yeah, on the dance floor. Gotta move on, dancing, yeah, real hardcore. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the upper guy to do it like that. We Craig David all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd go out, tell me what you gonna do.
When the crowd say ball,
Phoenix FM.
Another great track. Be repetitive. I guess that's partly what it was all about, but I had genuinely forgotten how repetitive that was. When the crowd say Bo Selector, you know what you got to do, don't you? If you don't remember to rewind, you haven't listened to that song very much. Anyway, thanks to Steve Jolly for suggesting it. Again, almost impossible not to know what it is as soon as that begins. How have we got into the second act already? Second act, you can see the performer in me there. No, it's second hour of broadcasting. So, yeah, the Talk TV debate still halted because of presenter Kate McCann fainting live on air. And therefore, the broadcast has been taken off air. And no news at the moment as to whether it will resume. But let's talk, excitingly, about the World Cup of Films. Yes, you can go to @BenSimRadio on Twitter to cast your vote. Many of you have done that already for Game 3 and 4, which are now live. But before I tell you about that, I'll tell you the completion about Game 1 and Game 2. We've got our first two quarter-finalists in the World Cup of Films. If you're hearing about this for the first time and wondering what the heck is going on, I did some truly exhaustive research with regards to fan favourites and critical reactions to films and picked 32 of the greatest films throughout history. Pitted them against each other in eight groups of four films in each group, and like you would do with a World Cup, asked you lovely people to vote on them, and then the top two films with the most votes made it through to the knockout stages. Now films are just pitted against one another to make it through in a knockout, and we will be left with one, officially, according to the show that goes like this, the greatest film of all time. So, game one of the last 16 knockout was Schindler's List versus The Green Mile. Schindler's List, 37% of the vote. The Green Mile, 63%, goes through. First quarter finalist, The Green Mile. Then, game two, Toy Story versus The Shawshank Redemption. Toy Story, with 70% of the vote, The Shawshank Redemption with only 30%. So Toy Story goes through. So we now know quarterfinal one will be The Green Mile versus Toy Story. But that will not be happening yet, because we've got a few more last 16 games to go first. And they are already live for you to vote upon, the next two. Game 3 sees The Empire Strikes Back taking on Pulp Fiction. And currently, with the early votes that have come in, The Empire Strikes Back way ahead with 83% of the vote. Pulp Fiction with 17%. But it could all change if you cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio and have a look at the top of the profile. You'll see it's a single click or tap to vote on those films. And then Game 4 in the last 16 sees The Godfather against The Wizard of Oz. And again, with early voting, The Godfather 25% of the vote. The Wizard of Oz, maybe surprisingly, 75% of the vote. So yes, at the moment, the next quarterfinal will be The Empire Strikes Back against The Wizard of Oz. But there are 5 days of voting still to happen. That's just the early votes that have trickled in so far. It could all change if you cast yours. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, the simple question says you can only watch one of these films. Which one? So in the first instance, choosing between The Empire Strikes Back and Pulp Fiction. And in the second instance, if you could only watch one of these, would you choose The Godfather or The Wizard of Oz? So it's literally all happening on the World Cup of Films. I'm getting more excited telling you about it by the week. Time for another track, after which I'll tell you about a cow-related tattoo disaster in the weird world of news. This, thanks to Laden Tunchai, is another iconic song.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reach
reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's time to pay another visit, as promised, to the weird world of news. Always happy to bring you these slightly wackier stories and some life hacks as well, one of which is coming with a bag of water a little bit later in the show. But this one is about a tattoo fail, a cow-related tattoo disaster. How often does that happen? When it comes to getting a tattoo, it's normal for people to do research into the artist they're hoping to visit in order to make sure their art style aligns with the design they want. But when you're not looking for anything too complicated, you might think just turning up to the studio will be okay. Now, one woman has learned the hard way you should always talk to your tattoo artist before undergoing any inkings. So, Morgan Knight has shared a video on TikTok in which she explained she wanted her tattoo artist to put a pair of minimalistic eyelashes onto her hand. But instead of making the lines thin and sleek as she'd expected, she was left with bold and chunky lines that made her tattoos look like cow udders. I can see where she's coming from. Also, it's certainly not minimalistic when you see the picture online. I'm laughing at the poor woman's misfortune. It's obviously not what she was expecting. It certainly doesn't look classy. It does look like very thick. It's like you'd gone to do it with a calligraphy pen and then you've ended up using a very thick nibbed permanent marker. And tried to do some eyelashes, but no, they definitely look like cow udders. There's very little doubt of that. So there we go. Right, I'm going to play some more music. I like bringing you crazy stories every now and again. How have we only got 46 minutes and a few seconds left? It's flying by tonight. So much still to squeeze in. What about the bag of water life hack? What about talking about Keir Starmer and Reginald D. Hunter? Well, we've done the World Cup of Films. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com and on smart speaker. Here's another track for Ron Wilmot. Will you know what it is when it starts?
We'll be right back. chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town. 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 The boys are back in town.
Absolutely right. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on Mixcloud with video feed into the studio as well. Mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix98FM and you'll find us. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. It has now been reported that Talk TV presenter Kate McCann is fine. That's what's been quoted on various news channels right now. So apparently, no lasting damage. The Conservative Party leadership debate being broadcast on Talk TV was halted after Kate McCann fainted. She was presenting slash mediating the debate, and it has been confirmed she is okay. Whether it will continue shortly with a different presenter, with the same presenter much later, whether they'll just record something, who knows exactly what's going on, but keep your eyes on the news if you want to know more. Okay, loads more tracks to squeeze in and a couple more visits to the weird world of news. After the next one, I'll tell you why Keir Starmer being in Liverpool was trending on social media earlier on today as well. Until then, though, this was asked for by Mia Jasmine. It's iconic. You'll know what it is.
I Phoenix FM.
Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, another instantly recognisable track as soon as it begins. So then, why was Keir Starmer and Liverpool trending on social media earlier today? It's now been usurped by Kate McCann and also Reginald D. Hunter, amidst other things, but earlier on today it was big. And apparently Keir Starmer went to Liverpool and got ambushed in a cafe by a woman having a massive go at him. Because everybody knows that the people of Liverpool have a huge disliking of the Sun newspaper because of the way the Hillsborough disaster was reported in the Sun. And the Liverpool fans were seemingly to blame, according to that newspaper's reporting at the time, I believe. And Keir Starmer has written articles in the Sun newspaper, and a woman has kind of accosted him in a cafe saying, how can he show his face in the city of Liverpool, having colluded to some extent with the Sun newspaper and earned money from the Sun newspaper, which is not welcomed in Liverpool particularly. So there we go. You can have a look on social media about that. I'm suspicious of anything like that. It does look like someone found out he was planning to go to Liverpool. Someone got someone to have the guts to go and approach him and have a go at him. It was interesting that it was being filmed at the time. You know, how did that all happen and all come about? It makes me suspicious, but equally, he did say he wouldn't write for The Sun, apparently, at some point in the past, and now has gone back on his word and done that. So is it a bit hypocritical of him? I'm not sure, but it's certainly some negative press for Keir Starmer or on social media this morning and this early afternoon. He'll be very glad that there's been an incident at the Tory party leadership live debate, I'm sure, because not so many people focusing on him then at the moment, and his trip to Liverpool and his writing for The Sun and all this business. So if you want to know more, have a look on social media yourself. Have a search online for Keir Starmer and Liverpool. See, I bring you up to the minute things that are going on the show that goes like this. And it's all good, so don't go anywhere. Now, another track, instantly recognisable. Ellie and Beckles wanted to hear this, and Mickey Pugh. It's the Beatles, so many of them instantly recognisable. What's this one?
She's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad.
Phoenix FM.
Beatles and I Feel Fine. Now, I'm going fast to squeeze in as much as possible in the last 32 minutes of the show before Rob Harvey's back with another Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock. So keep it here, Phoenix FM 98.0 in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. Loads more tracks that are instantly recognisable still to come into the show, and also I will be sharing with you a life hack right now. Very exciting. In the weird world of news, life hacks are rife. Here's one, particularly useful in the summer months. Flies are the bane of so many of our lives, but there are ways you can rid your home of them. Now, they may seem to be everywhere during the summer months. You may feel like there's nothing you can do about it, but a mum has seen a massive improvement in the number of flies in her home after completing the following life hack. At TC Familam, who is a TikTok user, posted a video showing herself hanging a bag of water at her back door. Now, I'm not talking about a giant bag. It's not a bin bag of water or something like that. It's a clear plastic bag. I guess it would work with a white bag or something like that. It's not even the size of a carrier bag. If you imagine, if you can think this far back, when fairgrounds used to give away goldfish as a prize in a bag of water, it's kind of that size. And if you put a bag of water somewhere near your back door or a place that flies are known to enter your home, it stops them coming in. Apparently, they believe it's a beehive. Takes on a similar shape to a beehive, and it drastically can reduce the number of flies in your home. Other users have responded to this life hack by putting their own handy hacks to reduce amounts of flies in their home. Apparently, flies also can't tolerate the smell of vinegar, peppermint, or lavender. Make your room smell slightly of vinegar, peppermint or lavender and you won't get flies hanging about. Someone else has said, put a shiny copper penny in a bottle of water by the door. Someone else has said, put some vinegar on a piece of bread. Well, that goes with the vinegar smell and them not liking it. So yes, if you drastically want to reduce the number of flies in your home, smells can work, vinegar, peppermint or lavender, but hanging a small bag of water near where they enter your home, such as a back door, could also have a big effect because they'll think it's a beehive. Don't say you don't learn. I was going to say earn. You don't earn as a result of this program. But don't say you don't learn anything useful after tuning in to the show that goes like this. Okay, now, to count down towards the end of the show, you guys were fabulous in coming up with suggestions of instantly recognisable songs. I found a list after a study was carried out at a museum in Manchester did a scientific study with over 10,000 people to discover, they basically interviewed them and asked them after playing songs if they could identify the song and how quickly, and then they got a list of the top 20 most recognizable songs of all time according to this exhaustive number of people that completed the survey. So therefore, this one was only number 17. Do you know what's coming?
To know now, because my loneliness is to love.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic Britney, Baby One More Time. 17th most recognisable song, according to the study at the Manchester Scientific Museum. So, yeah, now, here's another thing. This is me ranting a bit, but this annoyed me. Another thing trending on Twitter today is Reginald D. Hunter. I just clicked on his name and thought, why is he trending? Basically, he's been booked to appear as a comedian on part of a tour called Comedy Unleashed, and loads of people are slagging him off on Twitter, saying his career's gone massively downhill if he's appearing on a bill with some of the comedians he's appearing with. Literally unbelievable. This is about a 15-date tour that's going on between September and November, from Carlisle to Leamington Spa to Brighton, Nottingham, Bath, Reading, Glasgow, Birmingham, so all over the UK. And there are 24 comedians booked to appear in it. Maybe it's not all of them every show, and only some of them. And probably the biggest name on it is Reginald D. Hunter. But there's other people you may have heard of or seen on things like Live at the Apollo or Comedy Central stand-up show, whatever. But Jeff Norcott, I've heard of him. He's going to be on it, on the bill as well. Mark Dolan, who was the presenter of Balls of Steel, TV presenter, radio presenter. Carey Marks, I've heard of him. Well-established comedians. They're all established comedians. And everyone's basically saying they can't believe how far Reginald D. Hunter has fallen, that he's going on tour with these people. Absolutely ludicrous. Take whatever work you can get. If you're happy doing it, wouldn't have done it otherwise. If he didn't want to be a part of it, if he thought it was beneath him, he wouldn't have agreed to appear on the bill. If you want to have a go at him for doing it, don't go and see the show. If you think some of the other people on the bill are questionable or have unacceptable views that they've expressed previously in their own material, don't go and see the show. Don't have a go at someone else who's appearing on the bill just for being a part of it. If it was some show that was known for being inherently racist or bigoted and everyone that took part of it was terrible, then I could understand it. But this is literally ridiculous. Ah, it's really bothered me. That's really annoyed me. As a fellow performer and comedian, I massively sympathise with Reginald D. Hunter. But I've gone on Twitter this morning thinking, oh, that's good. Why am I being talked about? Oh, my goodness. Literally ridiculous. Anyway, that's my take on it. If you want to know more, get yourself onto social media and search for Reginald D. Hunter. Right, all going on here tonight. Now then, most recognisable songs according to a scientific study. What was at number 10? This one. I think you need a bit more before you get it. If you've got it already, well done. See, if it was me, I wouldn't be 100% clear. I'd have a vague idea. Really, they could have done away with this bit. This is the bit now you'll know. Here we go.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
And we're off.
Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Phoenix FM.
According to that scientific study, Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, 10th most recognisable song of all time. Right, I'm going to try and squeeze in three more tracks and also another visit to the weird world of news before I leave you today. So keep it here, don't go anywhere, loads of exciting stuff still to happen. I think we'll have another track right now. Don't forget, while this is on, you can still vote on the World Cup of Films, which is most definitely reaching its latter stages. Still last 16 knockout ties in place, and then the quarterfinals will begin in a couple of weeks' time. Well, thanks to those of you that have voted already. Do keep those votes coming in. Game 3 is The Empire Strikes Back versus Pulp Fiction. Currently, Empire Strikes Back well ahead. Game 4, The Godfather versus The Wizard of Oz. And The Wizard of Oz well ahead, possibly surprisingly. Who knows? Right, now this next track, possibly surprisingly again, is the fourth most recognisable track of all time, according to a scientific study. I was surprised. Do you know what it is? Early on.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The track where it all started for Lady Gaga, Just Dance. Supposedly the fourth most recognisable song of all time. I'd be surprised by that one. Don't know if you are. Right, final visit to the weird world of news. Here we go. The headline reads this, quite dramatic. Pilot spots red glow below clouds that people believe could be the end of time. think if it was the end of time, we'd all know about it by now, or we'd not know about it because it would have ended. You know, we wouldn't be living. But anyway, a pilot spotted an eerie glow below the clouds. People have called the end of time. The spooky footage was captured over the Atlantic Ocean last Friday and has got people in a buzz on social media. Now, basically, yeah, it looks like some clouds in the sky with a red glow among them. And some people are saying it looks apocalyptic. One Reddit user saying, finally, at least if the world's ending, we get to see some cool kaiju action. And a second saying, if I'm not wrong, the first Doom game was set in 2022. So here come the demons. This is the end. But it was reported by the Mail Online that the fiery red glow is actually a large fishing boat that uses red lights to attract fish. It does look quite dramatic in the clouds if you search for this online. I do think the end of the world is not nigh. It is, in fact, just a kind of trick of the light. It has been known for fishing boats to emanate glows with LED lights to try and attract fish around them, and then they're more successful in their haul. So I think that's far more likely than the end of the world, although the James Webb telescope could be pointed at that and get some very clear images, wouldn't it? Still freaking me out that it's seeing things from billions of years ago because the light takes so long to travel to us. I can't quite get my head around that. You just look into the distance and then you're not actually seeing something extremely far away at exactly the same time as yourself. Anyway, that's another existential crisis to have another time. Let's get another track on, and then after this, it won't be too long until we have to sum up the entire show and deal with the end of things happening here on the show that goes like this tonight. Remember, after me and the news at 8 o'clock, Rob Harvey back with Synth City, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 on your FM dial, Brentwood, Billericay and the nearby areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world, and just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Now this is the second most recognisable track of all time, according to that scientific study. You'll be surprised. You'll know what it is, but you'll be surprised.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in and sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Trumpet. The trumpet.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. In love with a girl like you, you can't run, you can't hide. You and me gonna touch the sky. Mambo number 5.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, there we go. How much of a shock was that for you? The second most recognisable song of all time. I suppose when it starts, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Kind of gives it away a bit, what the song is. So if you don't know it from that, there's something very wrong. Now, really, I've got to sum up the entire show in just over a couple of minutes and then find a great track to play us out, which is also the most recognisable track of all time in the first few seconds. Can you guess what that's going to be? You've been surprised. We had Baby One More Time at number 17. I don't want to miss a thing at number 10. Just Dance, Lady Gaga, number 4. Number 3, if you were wondering, we already played earlier on, courtesy of your suggestions. Eye of the Tiger is the 3rd. And then Lou Bega's Mambo, number 5, at number 2. So before number 1, what on earth has gone on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, we found out such exciting things as the fact that it's Helen Mirren, Sandra Bullock and Mick Jagger's birthday today. Amongst many other people, Liz Truss was trending in the news along with Kate McCann because the live Tory party leadership debate on Talk TV was halted when Kate McCann fainted whilst mediating between Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss. Liz Truss's birthday today. I wonder if anyone wished her happy birthday at any point. Anyway, we've paid a few visits to the weird world of news and heard about the pianist who had to hastily improvise at a wedding because there was no piano and he had to use his iPad and an app. We've heard about the cow-related tattoo disaster where a lady asked for eyelashes to be tattooed onto her hand, which ended up looking like a pair of udders. We've heard about how if you put a bag of water hanging on your back door, it can stop flies from wanting to fly into your house because they think it's a beehive. And we've heard about people looking at red lights shining in the clouds, believing it was the end of the world that was coming, when in reality it was probably some kind of trawler. It's been a great show. Do vote on the World Cup of Films. That is available at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And now then, what is the most recognisable track of all time? In terms of being able to know quickly what it is as soon as it starts playing, it's this one. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Yo, see what I want, what I really, really want. Making love forever, friendship never.
Godzilla came